This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, I do have an announcement.
Okay. Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented as always by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. Time for some survivor looks here. As we're deep in the season now, like 13 people left in Joe's pool. We're probably down to the end of a lot of people's pools, you know, small ones, big ones, wherever you're in. So we'll get to some of these looks, injury stuff around the NFL, more on the Chiefs and Bengals coming up in a few minutes for that particular game. Before we get there, though, Paul just told us he has an announcement. I mean, we can't wait on this now. We have an announcement for Paul?
We do.
Wait. I have a guess. I'm not going to blow it here, but I'm thinking it's got to be something show work related because Paul's in the office today. So that means he ran into the boss maybe. I'm curious where this is going.
Have not no, seen Mitch today. No, oh, okay. way off. So,
yeah, no. Paul's actually out. I'm EP now.
Yeah. I'm just here for fun.
Paul's resigning.
Yeah. This is my last day. Ghost insurance, going into that whole racket we talked about yesterday. No, so it was like, you know, Christmas decoration weekend. I got my first taste of Feliz Navidad this weekend. Heard it for the first time. It's officially the holiday season. Oh, I really thought of you guys. That's it. That's the end.
You know, I've been turning, I'll be honest, I used to complain about the Christmas music before Thanksgiving. I've been turning it on. When the kids are in the car, automatic Christmas station, like for weeks now. For weeks. I'm ready.
I'm always earlier than anyone else. Like I'm okay early. So where is everyone with the decoration stuff? You did it, Paul. You're in with decorations.
Christmas has thrown up in our house. Yes.
Okay.
It looks really nice though.
It always does. So we're doing the tree Saturday. So we got the tree.
I was going to do the tree this weekend. I put a wreath, a Christmas wreath, on my door yesterday. I'm like, let me just, you know, dip my toe in the water here and slowly start decorating.
One thing a day. One thing.
I did the outside stuff last Saturday, and it was really windy here last night, and our blow-up snowman was like 50 yards down the street. We found him this morning. He took off last night.
It was so windy yesterday. Like yesterday was garbage day.
Dragging a giant inflatable snowman down the street. The image of that first thing in the morning is very funny.
Like
that was me at 6:30 this morning.
Checking to see if there's a pineapple on the front door.
The big hat was on.
The big hat.
Yeah, we did it Thanksgiving weekend. The light guy came Tuesday. Let's go on the roof because I was just telling you guys during the break. I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm at a point in my life where there are certain things you pay for, and I'm not climbing on the roof anymore to try to get to the very tippy top and just to risk my life. I need to be here for my family. I'm a provider.
You on the show.
This was your stance last year, though, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did. We've paid for the last few years. But, like, there are certain things now. Movers, if I ever have to move again, hopefully I never do. Like, it's just not worth it. Like, stuff you do in your 20s that you don't think about paying somebody for, just get to a point in life where you're like,
the last time we moved, I'm with you, because we did it all ourselves. I will never do that again. Dead. But so did something happen a couple years ago, though? Like, did you have a moment where, like, you're on the roof and you were like, you almost fell, or you just hurt your back and you're like, I'm out, I'm not doing it anymore? Or was it just over time?
Probably progressive over time, but man, I was putting the lights in the tree and I was at the very top step, and it was kind of windy out one day. When I came down, I was like, not happening again. I think I had a couple scares, but yeah, it's not worth it.
When did you set the precedent of like putting everything, doing the roof up? Because like we did front porch, I think, growing up, but like we never got up on the, well, my parents never got up on the roof and like did like lights all the way up or anything like that.
I'm pretty sure my father would have rather been shot than go on the roof. Yeah.
We didn't have the roof as a kid. We would never go that far, but like, yeah. I think when we first moved, we haven't done it every year, but the last few for sure. What people charge is insane to do it. Thankfully, we found a Polish man.
I told you this last year. I'll do it for 50 bucks, dude.
Yeah.
I know. If you look up some companies online, I think we talked about it. It's like they'll charge you half a grand just to come out with lights.
Think about the supply and demand of it, right? Like you want it. Otherwise, that's why you're searching for this. And you either can't do it or won't do it. So, like, if
George,
I'm in that position,
Wall Street-ing this is very funny.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna ask for a lot of money because obviously people are willing to spend it. But
it's like the handyman who has to come put together the IKEA and Wayfair furniture that you don't want to put together. I mean, dudes charge way too much as well. I'm like, seriously?
And they suck at putting together treadmills. They suck at putting together treadmills, don't they?
Joe, wasn't it last year that you were like really mad about your neighbors putting up their lights too early? Or somebody?
They put them up too early because they go, I forgot if they, half the year.
They go on vacation. They go to like Florida for 3 months or something, right?
They put them up for Thanksgiving. Yeah. And they were up until they came back in April. So that was the issue.
Well, we got Gertch in the chat doing a Ranji with his tree up all year too.
See, when I was in Jake's situation, like with a couple of roommates, our tree stayed up, our lights stayed up, like, not sorry about it. It was nice in July. You look over and you know that little Christmas flair.
The lights are one thing.
Right? Gertch is about to be married, right? Like Gertch isn't with roommates. I don't know. I think so, at least.
He's got one roommate.
Like, well, right, but you know what I mean. Like he's not in that stage where he's with a couple buddies.
He said once it got to July, it might as well just. Stay up all year.
I'll
be honest, we were weirdly on top of it. Like once it was like second or third week of January, ours came down last year. I don't know if that'll be the same this year. We're putting it up today.
So the lights,
which is nobody.
The lights are not a big problem. You don't have to have the lights on if you still have the lights up in March or April on top of your house. But like when I'm in my front yard and I look over like 10 feet, and I still see the nativity scene, and it's Easter. I'm like, can we move along here?
Full
circle. Nativity still plays on Easter. Come on.
Throw a rock.
I mean, whatever.
In front of it.
St. Patrick's Day. Like, I gotta look at that.
Joe's trying to be off the liquor. He's got to look at the nativity scene in his front yard on St. Patrick's Day.
It's strange. Yeah. It's
real
strange.
Mad.
Come on. Can we keep it going? Well, but like everybody that comes over, they got a comment on it too. Like, oh yeah, your neighbor's still celebrating Christmas. Christmas in July. Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
Oh, so that, you can't have your neighbors bringing your reputation down too. You got pineapples to hang up. You can't be having the Christmas lights up next door.
You should go put pineapples in their yard. That would be.
That'd be a wild move. That would be a wild move.
I'm going to go for a walk today just to see if anybody has a pineapple in the neighborhood.
I'm telling you, once you see it, you'll never unsee it.
Please
not. Like now you'll just, I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want to know this about my neighbors. Then I would just judge them.
I do.
I'd want to know.
I'd want to know. Because that's a great conversation.
I have a neighbor who has a white rock in his front yard, and I heard that is also the same meaning. It's a big white rock.
Well, and you know there's one way to find out, right?
I kind of want to ask him, like, you do know what this means, right? Like,
but then what if he says yes? I hope he says yes.
I hope he just digs his heels in.
Right? All right, I'm going to do it for a reason.
That'd be really funny.
I'm going to talk to him and I'll report back on what he said.
Here's why I want to know.
I didn't know about this white rock thing. And it's supposedly an open invitation.
It's not this big.
Knock, knock.
Right? Aaron, like, gate to his front door.
Aaron, I would not bring it up. I think that you're Yeah, I think he might interpret you just being inquisitive as something else. If you
wow.
bring this up.
Yeah.
Aaron's going to be anyway. Asking for content, and this guy's going to be like, all right.
She knows.
Anyway. Aaron knows she what's knows. Up.
Well, also speaking of this, now tomorrow morning we're going to have a police report filed on Joe O because he's prowling the neighborhood, peering into people's yards.
Look at the front doors. That's it. And everybody has a Ring camera, so I'm on everybody's camera, like, look at the doors.
That's going to be the town inside. Gossip. Did you see Ostrowski walking around? It's like,
hey, he did it to my porch, too.
I'll take here's a picture. The problem with knowing. If you know, then any innocent, normal neighborhood conversation, you're going to feel weird in. You're going to be like, why is this person talking to me? What do they really want?
Oh, I'd be infinitely more interested. I wouldn't feel weird. I'd be way more invested.
What? Like, I need to get this person drunk. I need these stories. Yeah. Whoa. I'm not
glad you're approaching the line.
I said stories.
I'm glad you said stories. I know.
I want to know. I want to know. Wouldn't you? You wouldn't want to know.
I'd want to know for sure.
No. I don't.
You're not the Joe G is not the nosy neighbor at all.
I don't care. I don't want.
Which
to
now
know.
Begs the question: what secrets is Joe G hiding that he doesn't want people in his business?
There we go.
I would care.
You don't be nosy to me. I won't be nosy to you. It's just like it's even.
You really wouldn't care. You wouldn't care if you found out, like, two houses down. The people that watch the Daily Tip on their TV.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Instead of a gift basket, you get to watch the Daily Tip with the neighbors.
I would not want. No, I don't want
to graph pineapple.
For those that don't know what we're by knowing.
For those that don't know what we're referencing, it's like a year ago, Joe G mentioned he was walking in his neighborhood and he could see through somebody's front window and they're watching the Daily Tip on TV, right?
Yeah, like the TV was, you know, you could like the big front window, you could kind of see the big TV. Yeah. They had it on. It was early. It was like when their show was on.
To answer Joji's question of what do you gain by knowing, because now every time you see that person talking to someone else in the neighborhood, you're like, oh, maybe, perhaps. Yep. It's a fun game for you.
Yes.
Right. But then what awesome. When they talk to you, aren't you uncomfortable?
It's all I think about the entire time. Yes.
Yeah, that's honestly, I don't want to be uncomfortable.
Actually, wouldn't it in a way be flattering if then they're talking to you that's and you true. Know? It's a compliment.
This person just want directions or
I get Joji's point though. Then it's a mind game. Like what did they mean by that? Why do they want to hang out this weekend?
Hours of content.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Is there going to be a move made?
We're milking 10 minutes out of it right now. We don't even know anybody yet. So the only there's one solution to this. Aaron's got to go knock on this guy's front door today. That's the only solution.
So
No.
Yeah, that's we're a like
bad idea.
Maybe. I mean,
not though.
Some sort of pineapple paraphernalia, like wear like a sweatshirt with like a pineapple. Just
I had a pineapple handle from Target. I'm glad I threw that away now that I know what it means.
Hey, you dull guy.
I'll bring him that Trader Joe's pineapple juice I have in my fridge.
Hey, this was on sale. You might need it.
You really brought the pineapple juice?
I like pineapple and tequila. It's delicious.
That is a good point. It's a great point.
Just bring the pineapple and the tequila over to the neighbor's house and break the ice just right off
the bat.
Then you're really getting dicey.
He's not attractive, by the way, so this could be a dangerous
Hopefully he doesn't
situation.
Listen to the show.
One
unlike my neighbor, doesn't listen.
1 to 10. Where are we at here? How old?
With what?
You think? Would you guess?
I would say 50s. The thing is, he's got...
Here we go.
I'm just Fupa.
So, Survivor, back to that.
To the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Detroit Lions.
So what are we thinking? Ravens, Broncos, Cowboys, Colts? Where are we at this week?
I think I'm going to play Seahawks against the Rams with one share. And then I'm staying away from the Browns. I know we've lost Joe. But definitely staying away.
He's gone.
A lot of smoke, a lot of noise.
No good.
Deshaun not talking this week. I want no part of the Browns.
He shouldn't talk. I don't think that guy should be near a microphone.
Like, no good can – not that I'm defending him, but nothing good can come from him speaking, right?
Agreed.
If I'm their PR person, let's just let him not talk this week. I think it's a great move. Yeah.
Like, take the fine, right? Or are they going to get fined? Because, like, everyone's required to talk every week. But just take the fine this week. And I wonder if, like, that was part of the NFL, like, being like, hey, you know what? You're going to come back this week and face the music, which they're not. Anyway, Seahawks, it feels fine, but I don't know. Maybe it's a weird spot. And then you could go Cowboys. The Packers one, I know, like, Joe was considering as well.
Well,
the Rams are just so banged up quickly on that. Like, and they don't have depth on that team. That team is right now, the roster they will play on Sunday with is one of the worst in the NFL. They're terrible.
It is the Seahawks on the road. It's not like they're at home. I feel like it'd be easier to pull the trigger on the Seahawks if they were at home. At least in my pool, everybody has used the Ravens, so I don't think anybody has them available at this point. And only 2 out of 13 have the Packers. Only 2 out of 13 have the Eagles. So I don't think that's an option for many. If it's Rodgers and not Fields, I agree with Ian. I think, especially with the history there and the Bears' defense, oh, my gosh. And the injury report this week, they're missing so many guys. They're bad to begin with. Now they're missing even more. It wouldn't surprise me by the time we get to Sunday if that thing ends up being a touchdown if Fields is out. So I would consider that. I want nothing to do with the Browns. Everybody has them available. They're going to be the chalk this week. I would rather just sit back and just root for the Texans, even though it probably won't happen. But I do think there's a chance. Where would I go? Packers, if available. Cowboys, if available. I would go Seahawks, but that division matchup, something worries me about that one.
Browns are also
what about Bills?
An overtime game. Bills, I would stay away from tonight.
No, I'd stay away. Yeah, I would stay away from the Bills. And they have some easier games coming up.
We'll get to some of the biggest games, including the Bengals and the Chiefs next on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.